taxi driver, bus driver, or a check, so we're paying the prices to serve you better.
QuickFit, where precision meets performance. Visit us now in Lusaka, Ndola, Kitwe, or Solwezi, and let's get you driving straight to success.
Call QuickFit on 0765-192-800 or visit any branch, because at QuickFit, your car is our care.
Savambia, you helped make Savannah Premium Cider number one cider worldwide. Amalevos, that means you know greatness when you taste it. Savannah Premium Cider is crisp, dry perfection in a bottle. So grab a Savannah and let's all say cheers to the world's number one cider. Ranked by IWSR in 2024. Sipped locally, loved globally. Savannah, it's dry, but you can drink it. Alcohol is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Zesco to expand Kafue Gorge hydropower station capacity with additional 360 megawatts. Zambia to manufacture mobile healthcare units with support from Japan. And in global news, Israel-Iran conflict set to dominate G7 summit. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Power Utilities ESCO says plans to expand the Kafue Gorge hydropower station capacity with an additional 360 megawatts from the current 990 megawatts in the next 7 years. Speaking during a peer-to-peer tour by 6 visiting chief executive officers of energy regulators from Eswatini, Zimbabwe, Egypt, Cameroon and South Africa, Kafue Gorge Hydropower Station Chief Engineer of Operations Willard Musipa disclosed that a feasibility study already is ongoing. Engineer Musipa said the construction of a new head race tunnel at the station to carry water from the reservoir to the power station, where turbines are powered to generate electricity, has commenced. He further disclosed that the 360 megawatts addition will be segmented in 180 megawatts generating units each and boost the station's reliability for power supply in the country.
Now we have a project that is envisaged to bring the capacity from 165 to 180 megawatts. It's still under feasibility study. Then we are also now embarking on construction of a new headrest tunnel. The headrest tunnel that we are currently using is unlined, and the capacity sometimes has proved to be limited for us to generate at maximum. And so for a new headrest tunnel, that will be concrete lined, and that will include the installation of 2 additional units which are rated at 180 megawatts each.
Zambia's ambassador to Japan, Dr. Tobias Molimbika, says plans for the Dokodemo cabin, a mobile modular unit designed for healthcare and emergency response, to be manufactured in Zambia with support from the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, under the official development assistance, are progressing well. Ambassador Molimbika said discussions between the company and the Ministry of Health and Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, are underway and implementation is expected soon. Speaking during an official visit to the manufacturer of a cabin, Kanda Package Company Limited, factory in Fukushima Prefecture, Ambassador Molimbika said that the Dokodemo cabin is seen as a valuable solution for strengthening Zambia's rural health outreach and disaster preparedness. He highlighted the technology's potential to support Zambia's health system, especially during emergencies such as cholera outbreaks and floods. Ambassador Mulimbika encouraged Kanda Packet Company Limited to establish local operations in Zambia, noting the opportunity to access the wider SADC market, and also proposed technical collaboration between Zambia's DMMU and authorities in Fukushima to enhance Zambia's disaster resilience. And Chief Executive Officer of Kanda Package Company Limited, Mashahiko Kanda, reaffirmed the company's commitment to expanding ties with Zambia for mutual development. This is contained in a statement issued by Faith Chilube, First Secretary of Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Embassy in Tokyo, Japan. The Chipata Regional Immigration Office has apprehended 100 people in a joint operation conducted yesterday in Chitumba area of Vubu District in Eastern Province. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says those detained include 67 Malawans, 25 persons claiming Zambian citizenship, 4 Zambians, 3 Mozambicans and 1 Zimbabwean. Mr. Shinka says following a thorough screening exercise, all 25 individuals who claimed Zambian nationality were released unconditionally after documentary evidence confirmed their status. He says the remaining 70 suspects remain in detention pending prosecution, of which 67 are Malawans, 3 Mozambicans and a Zimbabwean, four unlawful entry, and four Zambians for harboring illegal immigrants. In a separate incident, Ms. Tanshinka says the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office has detained 3 Zambian nationals identified as Milton Mambo, Castro Mwando, and Samson Ngocha for impersonating immigration officers. Ms. Tanshinka says the trio is alleged to have extorted money from foreign nationals by threatening arrest, with their latest victim, a Burundian asylum seeker, Eric Irankunda, prompting police intervention.
The operation led to the apprehension of 100 individuals of various nationalities aged between 20 and 79. Among those apprehended were 67 Malawan, 25 persons claiming Zambian citizenship, 4 Zambians, 3 Mozambicans and 1 Zimbabwean. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office on the same day detained 3 Zambian nationals, Milton Mambo and Castro Mwando, both police reserves, and Samson Ngocha, a driver, for impersonating immigration officers. The trio is alleged to have been extorting money from unsuspecting foreign nationals by threatening them with arrest. The Department of Immigration wishes to remind the public that harboring illegal immigrants and impersonating law enforcement officers are serious criminal offenses that will be met with the full force of the law.
Ndola Mayor Jones Kayati has expressed disappointment over the unequal distribution of constituency development funds CDF projects in the city's 4 constituencies. Mr. Kayati has specifically cited Chifubu constituency, where development seems concentrated in the central area, leaving out other areas such as Kawama and Kanyanje, among others. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kayati has lamented the lack of consultation with residents on project selection, emphasizing that CDF projects should address the needs of the community. He has charged that CDF projects seem to favor certain areas, sparking concerns about fairness and equity, especially that some civic leaders are not being involved. Mr. Kayati has emphasized the need for residents to be fully consulted on projects that should be undertaken, as lack of consultation has often led to potential mismatches between community needs and implemented projects.
I know it is you to ask me, but I want you to imagine any MP in this country without CDF today. What would they point at? Completely nothing. And some of these, they don't even talk in parliament anyway. We don't see them come to us to consult. For example, I'm a mayor of the city. I expect these MPs to be coming soon to consult on certain developments that we need in the city. But they don't. Who do they talk for? We are the leaders on the ground. We interact with people, we talk to people, and we know the real needs of the people away from what they are doing. And I want to draw your attention to grants and loans. These are funds that are being given to those that they know, to those that are close to them.